Question on the docket is case number 2450 on a motion of the commission to consider the application of Marwin Development Company for an order to permit the drilling of a well in the southwest of the northwest of Section 7 in Township 163, Range 92 in Burke County, North Dakota, as an exception to the spacing requirements in the Short Creek field. All those wishing to testify in case number 2450, please rise and take the oath. Do you promise to tell the truth in the matter about to be heard?
In the audience, he was a person that hired me, and he was a chief petroleum engineer for the Geological Survey, working for the commission many years. I'd like C.B. Folsom to stand, please.
I apologize.
Please, Commission, my name is Ernest R. Fleck, P.O. Box 1436, Bismarck. During this case number 2450 on behalf of Marwin Development Company. Bert Folsom was here when I started handling these hearings, and I used to bump cigarettes from him across the table all the time. And when he went back to Grand Forks, I had to quit smoking. Please, Examiner, this matter is indicated by the notice is a request for an exception in the Short Creek field. And you may recall that we had a hearing some months ago on behalf of Chandler for a similar exception well, which will be pointed out by the testimony. Will you state your name for the record?
Samuel H. Marshall, Jr.
By whom are you employed, Mr. Marshall?
Marwin Development Company.
And in what capacity?
I'm the president.
And in addition to being president of Marwin Development Company, professionally, you are a petroleum engineer, or a petroleum geologist, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And you've previously testified before this commission and had your qualifications as a geologist accepted, is that right?
Yes.
And in your position with Marwin, have you made a study of the geological data and information that's available to you from wells drilled in the Short Creek field?
I have.
Have you brought certain exhibits with you today that you intend to sponsor?
Yes.
Were these prepared under your supervision?
They were.
And are you satisfied generally as to the accuracy of the matters that are shown by these exhibits?
Yes, I am.
All right, I'll show you now what... marked as Marwin's Exhibit A, and ask if you will identify it, please.
Exhibit A is a lease ownership, working and non-working interest map in the field area. Colored in yellow are leases that Marwin has an interest in and will or has operated wells.
All right, let's go to Exhibit B. Identify that and tell us what is shown by the exhibit.
Exhibit B is the unit area with well locations and adjacent wells produced on the map in and around the Short Creek field, which is in Burke County, North Dakota, Township 163 North, Range 92 and 93 West.
Let's go to Exhibit 3, or Exhibit C. Identify that and then discuss it, please.
Exhibit C is basically the same map, which we have superimposed contours on top of the Mydale member of the Madison Formation, referred to here as the top of the structure map on the top of the Mydale zone. Contour interval is 25 feet. It shows a plunging structural nose trending southwest.
All right, well, keeping in mind the structure map, Exhibit C, then let's go to Exhibit D.
Exhibit D is essentially the same map wherein we have inserted what we think may be the reservoir limits, structure map being the same top of the Mydale. Some of these booklets have these maps superimposed so that you may see through them. Other exhibits do not. We have delineated an area which we think puts bounds on accumulation of an oil-producing zone in this field, which is now producing from essentially two wells, the Tom Schwartz number one Jacob Dewing, which is now operated by B.D. Evans Oil Company, and the north of it is the Marwin Development Company Dewing Well, which was completed in September with an IP of approximately 30 barrels. North of Marwin's Dewing Well is the Marwin Restad Federal Land Bank, which was completed later in the year as a dry hole. Because of this, we have put a permeability barrier thwarting the structural nose in a northwest southeast direction and coming by a dry hole in the northwest of 7, which was the Dome Petroleum number 1 Swenson, and then south into Chandler and Associates dry hole known as the Dewing 14-7. I wish to read into the record here that the cumulative production of the discovery well is on the order of plus or minus 140,000 barrels. The Marwin Dewing Well being completed in September and having pump problems during the winter has only produced at this point in time approximately 3,000 barrels of oil. We plan to do some work on it this summer.
Now the Chandler location that was the subject of an exception hearing is shown on this exhibit also, is that correct?
That is correct. It is shown in the southwest quarter of 7 being the northwest of the southwest.
Do you have any comment on the Monsanto number 1 Curtis well, which appears to be outside of what you call the productive limits of this field?
This well attempted a completion in the Blue L zone, which is below the producing horizon of the Short Creek field. The well went to 100% water. It is cased and presently has been perforated in the Mydale formation. However, it is not producing. Could be treated as a suspended well at this point in time from the information that I have.
So you know it is marked as Marwin's Exhibit E. And ask if you will identify it and tell us what is shown by this exhibit.
Exhibit E is a cross section from Marwin's most recent dry hole, and known as the Restad Federal Land Bank in section 1, 16393, through our oil well, Marwin Dewing, in section 12, through where we propose to drill a location in section 7, to a dry hole in the northwest of 7, which was an old well known as the Dome Petroleum Swenson. In this cross section, we show the marker as being at the top of the Mydale, which was used for contouring purposes of the maps in this book. And also, the top of what we call the Nesson Pay Zone, right at the top of the Nesson Formation, which is the present producing zone, pinching out and becoming pinching out permeability-wise in both the Marwin Restad well and the Dome Petroleum Swenson.
All right, let's go to Exhibit F now. Identify and tell us what is shown in this exhibit.
Exhibit F deals with the economics of the Marwin proposed location in the Short Creek field. Our net revenue at the present price of $26 a barrel for so-called sour crude, or so-called North Dakota sour crude. Deals then with the simple subtraction of the excise, windfall profits, landowner royalty, North Dakota extraction, overriding interest, and a shotgun figure known as the direct operating expense, giving us a net revenue of $14.18 a barrel. Drill and complete, our last AFE on the Restad well was $450,000. So I'm using that here. The payout requires 31,735 barrels, and our net profit figures follow in the next column based on 160-acre spacing. The price, the AFE to drill and complete, of $450,000. The reserve in barrels by volumetric estimate at 52,366. Net revenue 742,550, profit almost $300,000 at a 65% payout.
You want to summarize very briefly the parameters you used in determining your volumetric reserve estimate?
Since we have apparently no drop in the bottom hole pressure, I'm just extrapolating with volumetric figures. We're using an area of 80 acres in the case because of the permeability pinch out, a thickness of 10 feet net, porosity of 15%, conate water at 20%, shrinkage 25, recovery factor of 0.30.
Let's go to the front of the book now and show you what it on the first page. Titled Field Data, we'll ask to have marked as Exhibit G, and I'll ask if you identify that, please.
Exhibit G is the field data section, which may be
marked Exhibit H.
Yeah, the first two pages may be transposed in some books.
Yeah. Under field data, we're signing Exhibit G. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Our reservoir pressure in the doing well is right at 2,450 pounds, can be extrapolated higher. The gravity is plus or minus 40 degrees API. It sells at both above and below that figure. Gas oil ratio now is estimated at plus or minus 1,000. Originally it was 2,700:1. It does not make enough gas now to run a gas engine pump. So we feel it's probably below 1,000 right now. We don't have a good handle on the gas oil ratio. Porosity of the net pay, we figure at 15%. Thickness pay is 10. Permeability is fracture plus some fragmental Nesson type porosity that would be interconnected. We do not have cores. Formation volume factor 1.6. Pour point is 25 degrees Fahrenheit. Reservoir temperature is 175. Drive mechanism we feel is water, mainly water expansion plus solution gas. Bubble point pressure we do not have at this time.
Our Exhibit H, why don't you just identify, and I don't think it's necessary, just tell us what it is. You don't have to go through the data.
Exhibit H is a summary of the Short Creek field outline and spacing rules, the descriptions of the two producing wells, and the location and description of the two producing wells, and also the location of the Monsanto Curtis well, which is not producing well at this time.
Let's turn to Exhibit D, please, and then in way of conclusion, then, is it correct that then you desire to drill this proposed well at this location in order to effectively drain the spacing unit involved? Is that right?
That is correct.
And do you feel then that you would be draining oil by virtue of this proposed well, which would not otherwise be recovered?
That is true.
And of course, you'd be protecting the owners, the mineral and royalty owners in the northwest quarter from improper drainage by virtue of offsetting wells. Is that right?
That is true.
In other words, you're protecting the correlative rights of the owners of the northwest quarter?
Yes, sir.
And the ownership in the northwest quarter, section 7, are the Swenson heirs, is that correct?
That is correct.
The mineral ownership, that is.
The mineral ownership of the Swenson heirs.
And then the Swenson heirs are also involved in the east half of section 12, is that right?
No.
Together with the Dewing heirs?
No, the Swenson heirs are not in the...
They're not in there.
On the east half 12. Those are the Dewing...
Oh, Dewing heirs.
Dewing
east
heirs.
Half 12.
And also in the Dewing heirs, it will also enjoy their interest in the southwest of section 7.
So it's the Dewing heirs are in the, under the Chandler proposed location, is that right?
That is correct.
So then, summary, do you feel that this well is... The drilling of this well is necessary in order to protect correlative rights and prevent waste?
I think it definitely is in this case. And may I add that we intend to, because of its indicated structural elevation, we hope in drilling this well to extend it down into the deeper Madison Pay known as the Blue Well, in hopes that
get a little kicker out
of it. We can get a little kicker, yes. We can't do it with the Dewing well without drilling a very slim hole at this point in time.
Here we offer into evidence Marwin's exhibits A to H, both inclusive. We have nothing further in this matter.
Are there any objections to any of the exhibits? Are there any questions for Mr. Marshall?
Sam, you did such a complete job, I can't even think of a question to put you on the spot. First time.
Thank you, Wes.
Is the
from you, that's a real compliment.
Is the Dome Petroleum dry hole, that was the original proper location for a well in that quarter section?
Yes.
Swenson.
On the Swenson.
Is your proposed location, what, 500 feet from the section lines?
Well, it would be a... I see what you're bringing up here. It would be approximately a 660.
660 from each
from so the west line, 1980 from the north.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same distance from that section line as your Dewing well is?
Yes.
Has Chandler and Associates voiced any concern over this well?
No.
They can't very well.
No, we have talked it over and they said that they would support us.
Are there any other questions? Does anyone else have any testimony they'd like to present in case number 2450? Now we'll close the hearing. Thank you, Mr. Markle.